Going shopping is not only an essential and even enjoyable everyday activity, unless you really hate it, but as a person who struggles with English and needs to go and buy new clothes in an English-speaking country, it might turn into a real challenge. So, I invite you to join this podcast, Practicing Shopping Conversation. I broke this lesson into parts full of dialogues and explanations to help you learn new phrases and clothes vocabulary. You will try something on and discuss the price. Maybe you will get a discount or a bargain. And I'm excited to announce for a first time this lesson includes a quiz to check on your understanding. So let me know in the comments below if you manage to answer all the questions. The answers will be waiting for you in the description box. So what are you waiting for? Put on your headphones, listen to the characters, and enjoy your listening. Hey, can I help you? Yes, have you got this t-shirt in other colours? Let me see. Well, we've got it in white, black, red, and purple. What size do you want? Medium. Okay, medium. We've got black and red. Can you check if you have in purple? No, just black and red. Okay, then I take red. Can I try it on? Yeah, of course. The changing rooms are over there. Is it okay? Yeah, I think it's good. I take it. Right, that's £10.95. Would you like to pay by credit card or with cash? Cash, please. Here's 20. Okay, thanks. That's £9, 5p change, and here's your receipt. Yeah, thanks. Cheers. Bye-bye. We have reached the quiz part. Check your understanding. Who said that? The shop assistant or the customer? Write down your answers. And I will leave the answers in the description box so you can check them later. Number one, is it okay, the customer or the shop assistant? Number two, and in purple, the customer or the shop assistant? Number three, would you like to pay with a credit card or cash, the customer or the shop assistant? Number four, can I help you, the customer or the shop assistant? Number five, yes. Have you got this t-shirt in other colours, the customer or the shop assistant? Number six, can I try it on, the customer or the shop assistant? Number seven, what size do you want, the customer or the shop assistant? Talking about the price. Hi there, listeners. Clothes shops have sales when some or all the clothes are discounted. Here are a few examples you can use. Is this in the sales? Is this in the sales? Is this on sale? Is this on sale? There's a discount of 20% on this. There's a discount of 20% on this. These jeans are discounted by 20%. These jeans are discounted by 20%. It's a bargain means the low price is a surprise. It's cheap means it doesn't cost much money. It's expensive. It means it costs a lot of money. Now let's learn where you can buy clothes. There are different types of clothes shops. Here are some common ones. Shopping center, a large building with lots of different shops inside. Shopping mall in American English. A boutique, it's a small shop, often expensive, with designer label clothes. A charity shop, it means goodwill in American English. It's a shop where you can buy second-hand, not new clothes. The money you pay for them goes to charity. The factory outlet. This is a shop where you can buy clothes directly from the factory that makes them. Often these clothes or shoes are samples. A department store. This is a large shop with departments for men's clothes, women's clothes, household objects, etc. And there's a chain store, a brand that has shops in many different towns, such as Zara or H&M. Here are some useful phrases a shop assistant says. Can I help you? Are you looking for anything in particular? Do you need any help at all? We don't have any of these left in stock. It means there is no more of something. Here are some useful phrases a customer says. I'm looking for, I'd like to buy that. Indicating a piece of clothing. Let's say, do you have this in, let's say, medium, large, small, extra large? Or do you have it in blue, black, beige, other colors, etc.? Meet Betty. She is planning a vacation to an unknown destination. She has to be prepared for any scenario. And that is why she has to go shopping and buy new clothes for any occasion. But before doing her shopping, she is putting in her purse a credit card.
Betty is sitting and writing her own shopping list. Knickers. Pants. One G-string. Three briefs plus three Spanx, one bra, one push-up bra, and one vest. Oh, and a tank. One skirt, one tea dress. Oh, a fit flare dress. One wonderful ball gown. Seven tops, one V-neck, one polo, one boat neck, one strappy, one blouse, one T-shirt, one crop top, one jumper, joggers, trousers, red leggings, one raincoat and one ski jacket, one jeans jacket, trainers, boots, sandals, and flip-flops. What about accessories? Sunglasses. Woolly bobble hat and a scarf.
Hi again, listeners. In this part, we will learn other shopping vocabulary and how to return or exchange an item and how to bargain. So pay attention. To suit, it means to be in your style or to complement your body shape or skin or hair color. That dress really suits you. That dress really suits you. Let's move on to fit. It means to be the right size. These jeans don't fit very well. These jeans don't fit very well. Now, clothes can be too big, like size large when you are size small, too small, small size when you are large size, too tight, waist measurement like 34 when you are waist 38. Too loose. It means waist measurement 38 when you are waist 34. Too long. Jeans leg measurement 34 when your leg measurement is 32. Too short. Jeans leg measurement 32 when your leg measurement is 34. To go well with or to match. It means to look good with your other clothes. This jumper goes well with my trousers. This jumper goes well with my trousers. This color jumper matches your new trousers. This colour jumper matches your new trousers. It is a bad busy day in the Lafay boutique. People keep on coming with all kinds of complaints. Listen to the conversation and learn how to return or exchange an item. Hi, I'd like to change this to a different size, please. Sure, can I have your receipt, please? And you know what? I'd like to return the skirt as well. The skirt? What seems to be the problem with it? Well, I don't know, the stitching is coming undone. Excuse me, miss. I'd like to return these trousers, please. The trousers? What seems to be the problem with them? Well, they shrank a lot after I washed them. Did you follow the care instructions? Sure I have. Look. So, do I get a refund or what? Excuse me, miss. I was standing here also. Queue up, people. Oh, what's going on today? Oh, yes. How can I help you? Well, I'd like to return this cardigan. It got torn in a few places the first time I washed it. Oh, goodness, not again. What temperature did you wash it at? You know what? Never mind. You can have something else instead. Have a look. No. I'd like to return the sweater for a refund, please. Okay. Can I have your receipt, please? Here you are. Look, I'm afraid you bought it more than 2 weeks ago, so we can't give you a refund. Oh la la! Oh, merde. Yes, sorry. Okay, who's next? God, what a day. Hi there, listeners. Stitching. A piece of thread sewn in cloth. To come undone means become untied, to shrink, to become smaller, to get torn. If a clothing item gets torn, it gets holes in it. Queue up. It means stand in line.
How to bargain.
Excuse me, sir. How much is it?
$30.
That's pretty steep. Can you knock a few dollars off?
Okay. You can have it for 28.
How much is this vase?
Ah, this vase is $100.
It's a bit more than I wanted to pay. You know what? How about $70?
No. You can have it for $85.
Well, I'm afraid that's still too much.
How much are these gloves?
These gloves are $30.
Well, will you take it for $20 for them?
You know what? For you, I make it $25, huh? Best price. What do you say?
Okay, it's a deal.
Hi there, listeners. Steep means high, and to knock off means reduce the price.
Thanks for listening to Look and Listen English Lessons podcast. To continue improving your English, you are welcome to join my channel and watch the videos on different topics and levels. Till next time, bye-bye.